up, everyone? I'm Devin Don Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment, or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than Michelle. Michelle, who are we designing for today?
We are designing for Wilkerson Sack Management Company.
Wilkerson Sock Management Company.
Yes.
Whoa, that's a mouthful. Now, before you tell me more about it, I like to start off with an icebreaker and see what exactly, you guys are all about, because the name says it already in it, but sometimes it might be something different. So, let's see if I can get an idea of what the company is about. Is it like a silly sock management company, like where you got like goofy characters on it and you want to make sure that you guys keep them matched up so that way you don't mix, DC with Marvel and stuff like that?
A little bit. Our management company has a lot of services. The problem with socks is they get lost. They get holes in them, and you just it's hard to manage them all. And we provide several options and services to people so that
Excuse
they
me.
don't have to deal with sex, in general. So
So you guys are saying that you literally are touching people's socks in a funny way, or is this you guys are just touching their socks and managing them for them?
well, first instance, one of our first services that we have is we find lost socks. We have canine teams. Well, not really. It's just like one Chihuahua we found in Tijuana curled up in a sock in an alley. And man, she can find socks like nobody's business.
Oh,
So, like,
shit.
we use her to search homes for lost socks. That's one of our services.
Okay. Can you tell me more about the other services?
Another service that we offer is GPS tracking on socks. That helps too. Sometimes they're not always in the home. Gym lockers, kids leave them on school buses or whatever. So, and also it helps to find kids if they just, are late coming home or miss curfew or whatever. So it's kind of like two purposes right there. So like we put tags on socks. It helps keep them together, where they're always located. And it, spills over into keeping track of your kids or your husband or girlfriend or, you could even put them on your pets, keep track of them that way, kind of thing. So we had GPS location, two tags. That's another service.
Okay.
We have quite several more too. Like we also men's socks. Like you get holes in your socks, you have to throw them out. And we're kind of like an eco-friendly company, so we like to refurbish used socks.
Okay.
And
Sustainability.
yeah, sustainability, really. I mean, all got to think about the planet, and I'm sure, at least every week I'm throwing holy socks away. And if you could mend them and use them until, they're just not usable anymore, it
Right.
saves the planet, kind of thing,
Okay.
Yeah. Also, a lot of times people have for we can't find it. Let's say we can't find your sack or whatever.
Right.
We offer a service to match up sacks. Sometimes it may be for another person, if you like, send them into us, we get a collection and we can start making mates, you know, and reselling them. And also we have paint that we use. Like, so let's say you have two socks, you don't want somebody else's
Okay.
other sock. We have paint that we use to paint your sock the same colors so that they match again. So you get two odd socks that you don't have no mates to. We can paint those and make them pairs again.
Interesting. Like, I have a lot of questions. First and foremost, like, sounds like you guys have a lot of like, different services that actually, you know, are very practical, you know, like people really could use your services as far as, like you said, the management of it in different ways. And I like that you guys are taking the initiative to solve a problem that, you know, that people are so quick to be able to say, oh, I'll just buy another pair, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, when it came to me, the idea, I'm had a whole laundry basket full of socks that, you know, though some were holey, some were unmatched. They didn't. It was a huge problem in my home, and I thought, and my friends, they had, you know, one of my friends, oh, she had a basket too, and so the idea just kind of like brainstormed, like in my head, just popped, and I thought, you know, why not? Why not save the planet, help people out, and do something with these sacks. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Like, when it comes to all those different elements you have, like, what would you say it would be the main objective when it comes to like your service that you guys are providing?
The main objective is to make life a little bit less stressful, to make the planet a little bit more sustainable,
Okay.
and just in general, add to the conveniences of having a system to manage your socks, because it gets overwhelming. I mean, you're looking all the
Right.
time, and life is too fast nowadays, you know? You don't have time to spend digging in couch cushions. Man, killer can go right in there and find a sock within 5 minutes, man. She will go in there, dig through all the cushions, under beds, you know, under dressers, and she will find that sock within minutes. Yeah, she's
It
good.
sounds like this is a very expensive service for like for your socks. Like how are you justifying the cost for the for you know for the services like as opposed to just buying another pair?
Well, I try to keep my expenses low so that it's passed on to the consumer. We buy our paint from recycling places, and it's pennies on the dollar. You know, it's, you know, like for probably less than $1 a month, I think you could subscribe to our service.
Gotcha.
And yeah. I'm really on top of like the overhead so that it's past, because I know socks are cheap, you know, so I can't really expect clients to spend, you know, a subscription of $50 a month. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But
I
you
was just
figure,
curious how you keep it down.
oh, how I keep it down. Well,
Yeah.
I try to, I like Killer, she lives at home with me and she's just a chihuahua, so she don't eat much. And the vet bill, she's still young, you know, so it doesn't cost me that much to keep her.
Okay.
The tags though, the clients, we just buy those on Amazon sometimes, and they're
Okay.
pretty cheap, you know, and it doesn't cost that much. So, as far as like I talked about the paint for the paint thing, and the thread that we use is I spin it from spiders' webs, Like I collect their webs, and those are all over the place, you know. So
Okay.
yeah, and I just spin that up and I dye it with dyes that I have laying around here that, I sometimes use fruits and vegetables to get greens and reds, like leftover
Yeah.
scraps. So it's kind of like I just throw the thread in there, mush it around, and bam, I got a red, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
It's interesting. Like, so is this like theme based? Like, is it like, 'cause like it seems like you got a lot of different.
Well, I like to utilize materials. Like I said, we're all about saving the planet, and if you can find resources that are around you that, are available and that are cheap, why not? You know,
Okay. All right. So you really
saves
are
everybody
really
money.
about.
The client is happy with the service. I can keep it cheap enough, because you pay, what is it, $20 or less for 12 sacks, if I can keep it under that. And sometimes people have favorite socks, if you have wool socks.
Yeah,
So,
now I can definitely see it coming to serve for, like you said, like wool, especially high quality kind of socks or,
yeah.
designer socks, stuff like that. I was just curious,
Yeah.
you know.
If you save money on that by keeping them a long time, because they ain't cheap,
No,
you could
no.
buy the better quality, buy your service, and have them for a lifetime. You buy one pair of socks, have it for a lifetime. So
True.
figure a lifetime of socks. You figure like every 6 months you gotta buy new socks. So every you get them for Christmas. Your mom buys socks for Christmas every year, right? When you're a
Right.
kid. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know exactly where you're
Socks and
coming from.
underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, socks and
We're thinking
underwear.
about branching out, but I don't know about underwear. It
Yeah.
just That seems kind of, yeah, I don't know. We're thinking
Okay.
about it though.
Okay. Well, before we branch out and go too far left or right, let's narrow this down for today's challenge, because on today's challenge, as always, we design a logo within a matter of moments or see,
Okay, cool.
what happens.
Yeah.
And today's challenge is not going to be no different than your usual. We're going to still design the logo within 10 minutes. However, we're going to kick it up a little notch and make it interesting. You were
Okay.
telling me about the different services. Let's make it an actual ID, like an actual logo identity system. So it would be three separate little logo marks for each one. So say, for example, for the paint, you would have a logo mark that designs something that goes along the lines of the paint one, and then let's say you have another one that would do for another service. Now, it's not going to do three because there's no way we're going to do three of them in that amount of time, but we'll do two different services. So we'll do the paint, like I said, the socks being painted, and then we can do the other service, which would be the main service, which would be the management of the socks, and as far as like the dog, how would we do that?
Okay, the canine unit service, the
Yes, the
tracking
canine service.
service. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds great. I like that. The paint
All
and the
right, so
canine service.
we'll try to design a identity with those two services in mind within 10 minutes, and we'll get it started soon.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to share the screen with you. I'm starting my timer. And away we go. All right, so time has started. And what are you thinking about when it comes to like a font choice for the logo?
Something bold, like
Okay.
I like legible print. If
Okay.
it's too fancy, it's hard to read.
I understand where you're coming
And
from.
kind of more,
I'm listening to you. I'm just typing as you talk, because we're working. Realizing
oh, I
right now,
like
we got
that.
9 minutes left.
I do like that.
Focusing sock management. Now, I was thinking just putting CO, or would you like it to be the whole word spelled out?
CO is great. I like that.
Okay. Now, I'm not keeping this font. I'm just playing right now with the placement of it, really. But so you said you want a bold font, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's see what a bold font would look like. This person's trying to copy this over, so we have a couple of variations, and then let's see what this font look like. All right, so for this one, I don't know if you can just see. Let me zoom in a little bit for you, better for you. All right, and let's see what kind of fonts we can look at. So bold. I mean, that's bold. Are you looking for like a sans serif, or are you looking for more of a serif font?
I kind of like that. That looks good.
So you like it to be a serif font? You like it to
Yeah.
have the
Yeah.
ends on the edge
Yes. Yes.
font? Okay. So let's say you did that. And then this is management company, right? I don't know why I do it all this extra stuff. Okay, so doing it that way, and then put it in the same font. Gives me like a manager's office kind of feel to it, though. I don't know. Let's keep playing with some more fonts. I'd rather
All right.
select, choose on, stay on that one, but also too, keep in mind, we don't have that much time.
Well, that's
Also
fine.
too.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Of those two, I like the bottom one the best.
The very bottom one.
Yep. If that's okay.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's fine. Also too, we still gotta keep in mind that the challenge. We gotta create those
The
the
picture.
three so the two marks, right?
Right. Let's
So
do that.
let's create the marks when it comes to all right, three dog. So any dog. And then we
Can you
need
get a picture
also.
of a chihuahua and put it out there?
Does it need to be? Does it matter about if it's a chihuahua or not?
No, it doesn't. Just a dog.
Okay. Just as curious. All right, hold on a second. Where's my mouse? There we go.
What killer is a chihuahua? Just, I just.
I see what you're saying. Well, let's put chihuahua. How do you spell Chihuahua?
CH. Oh my God. Okay, just chihuahua. Yeah.
I'm not sure how you spell Chihuahua.
Just put dog.
Chihuahua dog sniffing. That's what I'm going to put in here. Let's see what we can generate with some AI. All right, so. As this is going on, any other ideas as far as like more of font choices you might want to see?
No, actually, I really like the bad one. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so this is what it's giving me when I type in a chihuahua dog sniffing. So that one, you got this one, and then this one is very abstract. Look at that. I mean, that's so abstract. Can you see what it is?
Oh, yeah, abstract.
That's
It's all
actually pretty
white.
unique,
There's no
though.
outline on it.
Yeah, but I like that it's
Cool.
unique about it. But
It
does it look
is.
like a dog or a cat?
It, well, chihuahuas have little ears that stand up.
Yeah, it does. That actually
Yeah.
is unique to me. But what do you think, though? What do you want to go that route, or you want to go with one of these other ones?
What
I
does
think
it?
generation more. Just like keep in mind, we only got three more
Oh,
minutes, three and a
yeah.
half more minutes
That
left.
one's good. That's good.
You sure?
Yes.
All
Yes.
right.
It's perfect. I like it. I
Okay.
know it's abstract. It
Right.
goes well with the fit. Yeah.
Keeping it in black and white so we can see the relationship of it, and make sure that it's good first before we put it in color. I mean, it's got potential.
It
I
does.
feel like if you're gonna do it though, I feel like we need to play with more with the placement. That's the word I'm looking for. So
Yeah.
let's say we did this. Sorry. Let's say we make management bigger. Please, don't be shy. I need your input. You know,
Okay,
this is a
yeah.
team
I
team
like it
effort.
big like that.
So you like it big like what?
I like the bottom bigger. Yeah.
You like the bottom bigger?
Yes, I like how you change that.
Okay. I would do something like, hold on. You got literally 1 minute and 45 seconds. Okay, so Lucas and Andrew, then I would do. Is CEO. Take that. Place. Where do I want to place? It needs to go on that same line, though, I feel like.
Yeah, I
Because
think
it
it looks
doesn't.
good like that at the end.
Yeah, if I do it on the same line, though, then it's gotta. It doesn't look that bad. I guess it just feels like it's away from everything, though, because it's
And
so.
then can you put the dog on top of the CO in
Yeah,
that
I can definitely do
space?
that. I can do that, but I feel like then it's really gonna feel like it's gonna be far away, I feel like, though. But you see what I mean?
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
unless I put in a relationship to this some kind of way, I'll have to play with it more, I feel like. That's not gonna work.
What if we made the Wilkerson sack bigger and the management smaller and put the dog right before the management underneath the
I like what
Wilkerson?
you're thinking. So, make some management smaller. Make this one bigger.
Yeah.
And you said to put management underneath what? Sock?
Right, maybe right there.
Oh, time is out. Damn, we didn't get nothing really too much far done. But I'm gonna try to finish flush out this design so at least I have something that we can submit.
Okay. And then put the dog underneath the Wilkerson.
The dog underneath the scent. Like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right. I still feel like it doesn't flow very well. I think if you're gonna do it, we should actually. stick more with this one, to be honest with you. But what do you think? Do you think you still want to stick with this font, or you want to you try use this one?
I think we should, well, I think it looks better with the one on top, actually, now that you did that. Makes me think. Yeah.
Also, it balances better with the weight of the font because it's
It
larger.
does. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's play with this real quickly so we can move on to the next part of the phase. So next phase of the design process. I feel
That looks
like
good.
I still debating on like how I want to like lay this out better, because I feel like it's doesn't feel like it's just floating. I don't know what it is. I think it's is it this? Hold on. Let's try something. Let's play with the. This just a little bit more, if you don't mind.
No.
Focus. Sock.
I like that.
I feel like it needs to have some kind of motion. It needs to have some kind of, some movement in it or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work. So that's let's do this. Okay, here we go. Come on. No. All right. Here we go. Get rid of that. Zoom in, and then let's that. Okay, let's place it in manually like that. Now I feel like if you're gonna do it in that kind of manner, you could even spell the whole word out now. Might as well. I feel like it makes sense, actually. Where to say company.
Yeah.
Now that we think about it, it
It looks better. It
right, so
That looks great.
it's coming together.
It
It takes
is.
time. You can't expect it to always come together. Unfortunately, since we didn't meet the challenge, though, it really isn't. Can't say that it's going to be a memorable logo. However, though, we are going to try to finish it up so that we can say that we, have something that everybody can look at and judge for
Right.
themselves.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. This has got to go smaller. This is going off the read of, we're gonna do it. Let's do it like this. Like we're just about there. It just needs to be pushed just a little bit more. It needs to be more like that. Lined up a little bit more. Now, what I recommend when we do it now is line it up like that. Bam. So, The read of it is Wilkerson Sock Management Company.
There
Could
you
be
go.
something there, no?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
I like it. I like it.
Came up with something. And I don't know. So he's got the motion, Wilkerson Sock Management. So it's got the movement.
It
Your eye
does.
reads. And
Yeah, I like it.
then, like, we could even like come down a little bit. He's literally almost stepping on the socks.
Yes.
He's sniffing so hard. Okay.
Looks great. Actually, that looks really good. I like it a lot.
Cool. Cool. Too bad we couldn't finish it in time, though. So,
That's
as I
okay.
said, our next phase is usually try to see how it's going to look in the real world. And we usually do that by, coloring it in, and then we, place it on some mock-ups. So, let's color it in. What kind of color would you like to, what color choices are you looking to get this colored in? You have an idea?
No, I like bold colors, things that still stand out, like red, maybe.
Okay, give me 1 second. I got a whole library of color swatches that we can look at, and I'm going to do so with you right now. How's it going? I'm a little busy right now. I'm on a mission. I'm on my way to the store. What's up? Don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry to get to the store. You should too. Check out our store today. Devinsdev.design. All right, bro, I gotta get off the phone, man. It is out here. All right. All right, so here's a whole list of like a whole library of all kinds of different color palettes that we can choose from. And I recommend that we stick it with one, but it's up to you. What colors would you like to choose from?
Well, since we're like a green company, I've been thinking about it. What if we do like a green?
Okay, like what color, what kind of green? A warm or a light green or cool green?
Well, something that is gonna show up. I don't want to go too light. So more to a darker hue, probably.
So, like a hunter's green, like this.
Or yeah, actually, that's kind of vintage. Yeah, I like that. I do like
Okay.
that color.
Let's give it a try. Okay, so let's see how it looks on the dog first. That's how it looks.
Oh, that's good.
So if we did it on all of it, so just did it all at one time. I don't know why I did it that way, but here we go. That quick.
Oh, that's pretty.
So that's what it would look like.
That's
Now,
really
if you
good.
did, if you wanted to, you could even do something like, if you did do two tones, it would be something like, what other color would you like to choose to go with it?
Could we do stay with the green palette and
Another green.
maybe go either a little darker or a little lighter?
Okay. I would think go lighter since that one's already dark.
Yeah, what about the next to it or a couple
Am I going too
shades?
fast? Which one?
No. Go up a little bit to
Upwards,
the,
this way?
yep, to see those the two green ones, go to the lighter shade, that one. See what that
Don't know
looks
if
like.
that, I mean, it's lighter, but I don't know if it's that much noticeably different than the other one is, but we'll try it out. Let's try it out. Now, let's do it like this. Let's do Wilkerson and Sock Cut Management Company, all a different color. Let's see how that looks. Wilkerson Sock.
That looks
How's that?
good.
Yeah. That sock brought definitely stands out.
It does. It does stand out. That looks really good, actually. It emphasizes the sock. Yeah.
Right,
Yeah.
but should I put a sock management? Probably it should be if sock management should probably be the emphasis,
Actually,
probably.
I kind of like it like that because it just stands out.
It definitely does, huh? Let's take a look. 1 second. I'm going
Okay.
to take this and just copy it on over.
Okay.
And we'll zoom back in so you can see the difference. And that didn't even copy over straight over. So let's do that again. This looks weird. It looked like it was off center, but okay. Okay. Well, so we got that. And then what I was trying to say is this color. I want to make sure I copy that and get it. Come on. There we go. I want to change just the color of the management part
Okay.
to the same color as sock. So it's sock management. This is very important. Not just sock, sock
Right.
management.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now it reads properly.
Yeah.
Wilkerson's sock management. Company.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
Oh,
It makes sense because it's SAC management. Yes.
yeah.
That even looks better. You're good at
What was
this.
that? So with that said, this is going to be the final logo you are for
Oh,
Wilkerson
wow.
Stock Management.
That's
Now,
fantastic, Devin.
hey, thank you. Now, with the logo we have, I need you to give me three different numbers that you would like to choose from 1 through 6, to use as our mock-ups. We're not going to have a choice of what they are, but you are going to have a chance to see how it's going to look on a real mock-up.
Okay.
So I need you to
So,
choose a number 1 through 6. No, actually, you could choose three numbers, 1 through 6.
one,
Okay.
three, and six.
All right. Now, like any other guest, gotta give you the opportunity to change your mind. I recommend you do. However, if you do get
Okay.
the one that does not have a mock-up underneath it, you will have to end the phase as a stop right there. So you won't get a chance to see the other, you won't get a chance to see the other one. So think about, keep that in mind.
Okay, so I have to change my choices now.
I mean, I recommend it. I'm not saying you have to. I
Okay.
never said you had to.
How about one, two, and four?
You sure? I'm giving you a
Okay.
final chance.
Okay, let's do.
I'm
One.
not trying to persuade you. I'm asking you, like, you can say what you want, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, let's stay with what I have. One, three, and four.
Drum roll, please.
Okay.
All right. No drum roll there. No worries. No worries. That's the end of the phase.
Oh man. It's the first one. I kept going to one.
I
Oh
tried to
man.
give you
I had
options,
to
but
try.
it was a pleasure though.
Oh man. I
With that
didn't get to
being
see my
said,
mock
since that's
up.
the end of the phase, that's like usually our way of saying that's the end of the design process because but like moving forward any further. So at this
All
point,
right.
we're gonna reflect, and I want to say thank you for the experience. And not only that, though, it was a pleasure working with you because you had my mind working as well.
Awesome. I enjoyed working with you too, Devin. It was fun, podcast thing. It was awesome. And thanks for helping me market my business and get logo, and that's pretty cool
Absolutely.
to
Well,
you.
thank you. I mean, like I said, you are more than welcome to always come back. This is not a farewell type of thing. So, like I said, dude, we just started, to explore the possibilities of what Wilkerson's site management company can do. And,
Yeah.
we come back, we can flesh out the ideas, or you can, who knows? We got all kind of ideas that we can be able to explore more next time. On designing
Okay.
laughs, you know.
All
What
right.
do you guys think? Was her design? Or sorry, was our design memorable?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Leave a comment.
Okay.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and thank you once again to our special guest client, Michelle.
I can't wait to see the podcast. It's gonna be awesome. Thank you. Thanks,
Thank
Devin.
you. I'm Devin, and you all, thank you for another episode of Designer Labs. Stay engaged. Until next time, peace.
Peace, Devin.
It's time, designing labs, designing in your face. It's time, designing labs, designing.